We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you. Here we go. Getting underway with the fourth and final hour here on Tuesday with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Number is 800-347-1063, just like our frequency. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address remains simply bob@1063WORD.com. Let me see if I can catch up with the text line here, 71307. Bobby, please quit referring to them as the Fab Four. That's an insult to the Beatles. Gotcha. Bobby, about Mark Sanford, he should run for president of Argentina. Or maybe he could be the lead ranger on the Appalachian Trail. Jeez. He's another one that just, you know, doesn't get it. Just, you know, delusional about his place in the grand scheme of things. Where does this one begin? It looks like I missed the first part of this because it begins somewhere in the middle. We were talking earlier about all these elitists in Hollywood who keep threatening to leave. If Bush is elected, they're going to leave the country, and they never do. And Trump is elected, they're going to leave the country, and they never do. They trying to scare us into not electing these people as if we would say, oh, no, we can't lose these important movie stars, so we better not vote for Donald Trump. Or who knows, Robert De Niro will leave. Yawn. Bobby, telling people who obviously, as the president pointed out, hate America, telling people who hate America to leave, can you please explain to me how that involves race? Well, because they are women of color, you see, and you can't attack women, and you certainly can't attack, can you call them colorful women? No, they are colorful in their own negative kind of way, but women, you can't attack them. They are, to coin a phrase, beyond the pale. See what I did there, Moneypenny? Women of color and beyond the pale. they are immune to attack. Can't do that. Bobby, did you know that Trumpster was on Andy Griffith when he was a kid? What? Wait a second. I'm the same age as Donald Trump. He's like a couple of months older than me. Andy Griffith's show was on early 60s. So he would have been what, in his early teens? I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. Hey, Bob, Biden challenging Trump to a push-up contest. How about instead, Biden could challenge Donald Trump to a touchy-feely contest. Yeah, or maybe, I know, they can have a hair-sniffing contest. Bobby, Biden wouldn't stand a chance. I saw Trump body slam Vince McMahon on wrestling. Well, there you go. And I believe I am now almost caught up with the text line. Almost. Bobby, a quote for Sleepy Joe from the movie The Hangover. You are just simply too stupid to insult. He's close. Bobby, they're the odd quad squad. There you go. to the phones we go. Let's head to Belton and bring in Ron here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Biden talking about trying to bring Obamacare back,
right?
And all the other Democrats trying to get Medicare for all,
right?
If you watch the first debate, they all wanted to give free health care to illegal aliens, but when they asked who would get rid of their private insurance in favor of Medicare, only two of them raised their hand.
Yeah. Now, here's
Warren
the thing.
DeBond, yeah.
Here's the thing, too, Ron. You know, stop and think about this for a moment. Bernie and the rest of them are out there promising, well, they call it Medicare for all. I call it Medicaid for all, because we know how successful the single-payer stuff has been in the U.K. and in Canada.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. So here's what Bernie wants to do. He keeps claiming there's 30 million Americans that don't have health insurance. Well, okay. The other side of that coin is there's about 150 million who do have health insurance. So Bernie's solution is to take away health care from the 150 million to be able to give it to the 30 million that don't have it. There's a brilliant solution, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of lopsided, I think.
Yeah, I think it is, too. But look, you know as well as I do, Ron, that all these pie-in-the-sky promises. Look at what happened with Obamacare. You know, horrible coverage with premiums that were ridiculous to try and pay and deductibles that nobody could meet.
Yeah. My regular Blue Cross Blue Shield cost less than it would if I went through Obamacare.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. A dozen minutes after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned this story last week. We have an update. Wait a minute. Where is our update music here? There we go. There's our update. A Minnesota City Council yesterday agreed to reinstate the Pledge of Allegiance at meetings weeks after the group sparked a widespread and high-reaching backlash by removing the recital of the Pledge of Allegiance before their council meetings. Officials for St. Louis Park, this is Minnesota, unanimously voted to reinstate the pledge. What do you know? They had a change of heart. I've concluded that I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, and I'm asking for forgiveness, City Council member Steve Halifin said at the meeting. The City Council, which is in controversial Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar's 5th Congressional District, created an uproar after a June 17 unanimous vote which amended the procedural rules removing the Pledge of Allegiance from the start of each session. The change came as part of an effort to serve a more diverse community, don't you know, said Councilmember Tim Brawson. We concluded that in order to create a more welcoming environment to a diverse community, we're going to forego saying the Pledge of Allegiance before every meeting. If anybody should be saying the Pledge of Allegiance, it's all these Somalis in the 5th Congressional District of Minnesota, who otherwise probably would have been raped or murdered by the warlords back in Mogadishu. So, at Monday's meeting, the City Council members spoke about the toll the decision and the reaction to it has taken on their mental health and productivity. Oh, my. Poor babies, they needed their safe space. Of course, they're overlooking the fact they brought this on themselves. Additionally, council members reported receiving threatening phone calls and emails. I bet! Ann Mavity, the councilwoman who proposed the original measure, remained defiant even as she reversed her vote and addressed the council's critics. I'm not sure that if you say the pledge 3 times a month instead of just 2, you're more patriotic, Mavity said. Or if you say it 1 time a month, you're less patriotic. That makes no sense. Well, neither does you being on the council, because you are obviously a twit. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by, on the way, boneheads and the news. As if we haven't been dealing with plenty of those all day long today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howdy, welcome back. 622 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Tuesday edition. Bob, could you imagine going to another country and telling the people who live there that their flag and the pledge offend you? Furthermore, could you imagine the people who live in that country even caring what you think? Bobby, wouldn't it actually be racist to not criticize the four women of color? Seems like they want to be treated just like everybody else. They would expect to be criticized just like everybody else. Yeah, but not when you're a progressive Democrat. You know, when you're a progressive Democrat, you are immune. You are inoculated against criticism, certainly from the media. That ain't going to happen. Hey, Bobby, Biden wants to have a contest with Trump. How about comparing IQs? There's a no-brainer. Gotcha. Bobby, I think Brother Fred should challenge creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe to a foot race. I'd pay to see that. Yeah, my money is on Brother Fred. Bobby, Trump was on an Andy Griffith episode. He was an older kid to Opie on that episode. There's another meme that's out there. It says that the whole thing is a gag. And I think that catches me up with the text line and brings me up to the moment when we present today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yeah, here we go with Boneheads here for Tuesday. This is kind of creepy. A guy in Pennsylvania was surprised to find some of his delicious barbecue ribs that were to be delivered by a DoorDash driver apparently had been sampled along the way. Here's Chris Payton talking about how he ordered two orders that were identical, but turned out one was clearly different.
Opened up the food, looked at it. One was half eaten, one was full. Yeah. Here's mine. You see the piece right here. It's been torn off, a good chunk of it eaten there. Nice. I was just dumbfounded. I was really shocked that something like that would happen. I guess she pulled over to the side of the road and just decided to have herself a little snack before she delivers. It's crazy. I don't understand people why they would have to do something like that. It's somebody's food. You pay for that, you expect to get it. You pay for a service. Treat your customers with respect. Treat somebody how you would want to be treated yourself.
Yeah, lots of luck with that. Meantime, a woman in Missouri, as you prefer, was picking up her daughter when her SUV was stolen. She decided to do a little detective work on her own, kept an eye on where her stolen credit cards were being used. She found out the thieves were at Applebee's. So here she is talking about how she handled this whole thing.
I got out of the car for 2 seconds to grab my daughter, turned around, and my car was gone. We stalked this lady, literally, for 48 hours.
An attendant at a gas station told Reno the car thieves said they were headed to Applebee's. Reno decided it was time for dinner too.
Got our waters and she walked in the door and I about had a heart attack.
She has my wallet in her hand and my keys in her hand.
Oh my God. So before I call the cops, I wanted to show you guys what I just found by doing our own stalking at Applebee's and my heart's racing.
Look at the back seat. Look at the back seat.
Beer in my car seat.
There's stuff in the car seat. There's stuff on the seats. It's just gross.
Yuck. But at least her detective work paid off and got the vehicle back. Well, shall we go international on Boneheads? KFC is now selling tacos in La Francais. Yeah, they posted a new ad where a French Colonel Sanders talks about, I don't know if the world is ready for a French Colonel Sanders.
Bonjour, je suis El Colonel Sanders de KFC. Je traverse le Mexique pour créer le double tacos. Des tomates fraîches, du guacamole, des tacos moelleux et croustillants à la fois, sublimés par mon poulet. Le double tacos, mon délicieux poulet au goût du Mexique. Dès maintenant chez KFC.
Yeah, bonsoir. So there he is. It's weird hearing tacos, guacamole, Mexico, all mentioned in French. You know, when you hear about a scandal over a secret photo of someone sitting on the throne, this definitely isn't the scandal you typically picture. 58-year-old Igoris Rausis. He is a chess grandmaster, but he just resigned from a tournament and quit the sport because he was busted cheating during a tournament in Strasbourg, France, last week. He was busted after somebody snapped a picture of him sitting on a toilet in the tournament bathroom using his phone. Now, we don't really know if he was looking up chess strategies or just surfing the web, but you're not allowed to use your phone in the middle of a match. He pulled out of the tournament and said he's now played his last game. He was ranked 56th in the world. He's ranking just slipped. So, speaking of slipping, did you see the video of this? You know, even if you've never been to an airport in your life, I still feel like you shouldn't make this kind of boo-boo. A woman went to the airport in Istanbul in Turkey last week, dropped off her bags at the check-in, but then, instead of walking to security like everybody else, she apparently hopped thought the conveyor belt was the way you get to the plane. So she stepped up onto the conveyor belt where they put the luggage. To make things worse, just as she stepped on the conveyor belt, which was moving, naturally she fell anyway. Airport employees were able to pull her off the conveyor belt and point her in the right direction, but the video, too late. That one's already gone viral. Two guys in Wisconsin got into a fight at the mall court, the food court at the mall last week. Been a tough couple of years, you know, for tiki torches. Apparently, these guys grabbed the tiki torches from a restaurant's patio and began sword fighting with them. Luckily, they were electric, so there weren't open flames swinging around. Cops said the fight started because one of the guys gave the other guy a ride up from Chicago, but then got mad when the guy wouldn't buy him a cell phone. So the swinging tiki torch fight ensued. Both of them ended up getting busted. 36-year-old guy in the Florida Keys thought it'd be a cool idea to take his wife to a strip club over the weekend. Then he flipped out when the strippers pulled his wife up on stage and she went along with it. They ended up arguing in the parking lot. He punched out a random guy who stopped to see if she was okay. Now he is facing battery charges. Wow. And I saw this story in the wake of Wimbledon. Talk about delusional. In a recent poll, 12% of men said they think they could win a point playing against Serena Williams. Uh-huh. Only 3% of women said they thought they could. 74% of men, 87% of women said they didn't think they could do that. Good luck. My money is going to be on Serena. There you go. There is the Tuesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. You're in for the last part of the ride today, the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday. In on the text line this evening, 71307. Bobby Mack, so in South Carolina, you can get 15 years for trafficking fentanyl, but murderers get time served? Bob, I heard the judge in the Epstein case was found dead. Heard anything? Nope, not yet. He may be on suicide watch. Bob, so per your boneheads in the news story today, I guess the chess master's career is in the toilet. Bob, here's a question. If America is so awful and so terrible, how did Ilhan Omar get elected to the House of Representatives? How does Nancy Pelosi keep getting represented? I guess her constituents there in the city by the bay are proud of the job they're doing. But, you know, Omar, she sings the same song wherever she goes. It was a story the other day, a recent profile of Ms. Omar said the freshman lawmaker slammed America as unjust in a recent speech to high school students, denigrated America for not meeting her expectations, and even criticized her fellow Democrats in Congress. This is a woman who, America is such a bad place, she had to marry her brother to get him citizenship, not to mention cheating on her taxes and being involved in misuse of campaign funds. According to the profile by the Washington Compost, as Mark Levin likes to refer to him, Omar recently addressed 400 high school students in Minnesota about her personal experience in coming to America from a Kenyan refugee camp and how it was nothing like she expected. I grew up in an extremely unjust society, and the only thing that made my family excited about coming to the United States was that the United States was supposed to be the country that guaranteed justice to all. So I feel it necessary for me to speak about that promise that's not kept. God. Talk about unappreciative. You know, you could still be back in Mogadishu with the warlords. She told the Post about how an orientation video she watched before coming to America looked nothing like what she experienced after she came to New York City, calling it cramped, dirty, and populated by panhandlers. Well, Ms. Omar, it is politicians from your party that have gotten New York and every other major city with Democrat leadership for decades into these kinds of messes. This doesn't look like the America you promised, Omar said she told her father. Her father replied, we're not in our America yet. She said she learned she was the extreme other after she arrived in America at 12. I was black. I was Muslim. I also learned I was extremely poor and that the classless America that my father talked about didn't exist. Yeah, it does, Ms. Omar. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a member of Congress, you idiot. She also told students a story she later admitted could be somewhat fabricated. Oh, in other words, so she lied to the high school kids? About an old African-American lady who had been arrested for stealing a $2 loaf of bread to feed her starving 5-year-old granddaughter. Oh, yeah. She told the students a woman spent the weekend in jail and then was led into a courtroom and fined $80, which she could not pay. Omar said she yelled in the courtroom, BS, only she said the word. Of course she does. She's got a foul mouth. The Post said her story echoed the plot of Les Mis, and if the story was true, it is also probably embellished. Well, look, when do these people, when have they ever risen above lying to try and make their case? The Post also added, city officials said that police aren't allowed to arrest people for shoplifting unless there's a likelihood of violence or further crime. Typically, shoplifters are sentenced to attend a 3-hour class. Omar admitted to the Post, well, she may have flubbed some of the facts. She might have had a prior arrest. I'm not sure. The details might not have all matched, but that's what I remember. Yeah. That's the false memory that she created, is what she means. The profile, naturally being in the Washington Compost, glossed over reports that Omar had filed a joint tax request with the father of her children, even though she was legally married to someone else. I don't know, maybe that's the way they do it back in Mogadishu. Despite recent reports from the Disassociated Press and Minnesota's largest newspaper, the Star Tribune, covering her joint tax filing, the Compost wrote, conservative blogs dug into her complicated marital history. She and the father of her three children split temporarily in the 2000s, but still filed joint tax returns in 2014 and 15 when Omar was legally married to someone else. So all that does is put a better face on her illegality. Omar, in the profile piece, criticized her colleagues for overreacting to her tweet, "It's all about the Benjamins," in reference to Israel buying off U.S. supporters. There's an almost demonized view that people have of us that makes it really hard for others to see us as their neighbors, their friends, and their colleagues, as a member of Congress, being Muslim, of course. The profile also addressed Omar's letter of support for men who were convicted in 2016 for trying to travel to Syria to fight for ISIS. Omar urged rehabilitation instead of prison time in the letter. The Post wrote, she had known other young men from school who died fighting for al-Shabaab, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia. The report added Omar has tried to keep her distance from the case, which she knew was politically toxic and an easy opportunity for her enemies to paint her as un-American. Well, nobody has to paint her as un-American. She does a terrific job of that all by herself. By the way, where is that other story? Speaking of the criticism of Islam. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, she thinks it's unfair and Islamophobic to keep going after Islam. As U.S. officials in Qatar continue to negotiate a peace agreement with the Taliban, as Obama used to call it, the Taliban. Hey, Mr. Taliban, tally me banana. That would bring an end to the stalemate 18-year conflict. Miles away in Afghanistan itself, bombings and bloodshed still define daily life. On Friday, at least 9 people died. More than a dozen were injured, according to the BBC, when a child was made to detonate a suicide bomb at a wedding celebration in the eastern province near the Pakistan border. The child was used to specifically attack a militia aligned with the government. Pro-government groups routinely operate in conjunction with traditional Afghan forces to beef up measures and ensure that fragile territories do not fall into the hands of Taliban or ISIS. While no outfit has yet claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly attack, Taliban officials have denied involvement. The Islamic State branch, known as ISIS Khorasan, also has clout in the area and routinely carries out fatal attacks. Omar, of course, routinely speaks at CAIR, C-A-I-R, events. They have been identified by the State Department and the DOJ as unindicted co-conspirators with Hamas. There's your religion of peace that she's a big advocate of. You know of any other religion? I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to recall, searching my memory, if I can think of any other religion on the face of the planet that believes it's a good idea to strap bombs to their children and send them out to kill innocent civilians. So they're having the vote now, Moneypenny, on censure condemnation resolution for President Trump. And what's the vote? 220 yeas and 179 noes. This must be. Yeah, okay, yeah, this is it. 216 Democrats voting yes, 4 Republicans voting yes, and they're not really Republicans, they're rhinos. 181 no votes, and I'm guessing those are all going to come from members of the GOP. We'll keep you up to speed when we come right back. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mack Show, the closing minutes here on Tuesday. Welcome back. As I mentioned, it has been a hot time in the old town on the floor of the House today as they have been debating the resolution they are now voting on to condemn President Trump's recent comments, which have been labeled as racist, although they were not. Ahead of the vote, Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell, who has the IQ of a small houseplant, took to the House floor and cited a number of instances, he claimed, of President Trump's behavior that he called racist. Well, at that point, Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, who earlier had objected to the comments of Nancy Pelosi, also objected to Swalwell's words. And then the race, as they say, was on.
And telling four members of this body to go home is racist. Do you think it's not racist?
Gentleman will state his point of order.
Do you think it's not racist?
The gentleman will suspend. Gentleman will state his point of order.
Is that what you're saying right now, Mr. Collins?
Gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Collins, is it not racist to say these things? Because you can say that right now.
The gentleman from California is out of order. The gentleman from gentleman from California shall suspend. For what purpose does the gentleman from Georgia rise?
I make a point of order. The gentleman's words are unparliamentary, and I request they be taken down.
Okay. Meantime, Swalwell is too stupid to understand that when a point of order was made on the floor that he had to shut up as the chair kept telling him. And this whole business has just been out of control today. I mentioned that Kevin McCarthy also got into this. They had about a 20-minute delay after Doug Collins from Georgia objected to Pelosi's words and called for them to be taken down. Then Steny Hoyer announced that the chair ruled that Speaker Pelosi's characterization of the president's behavior as racist was out of order and should not be used in debate. The chamber voted on a motion to strike her words from the record. That motion failed 239 to 190 because the Democrats control the House. A subsequent vote restored Speaker Pelosi's right to speak on the floor for the rest of the day. And then House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had his turn, and this is what he had to say.
Today is a day that historians will write about. It is a sad day for this House, the People's House. Our rules of order and decency were broken today. And worse, the House just voted to condone this violation of decorum. Madam Speaker, I know there's frustration in this body. But it is our duty to focus not on retribution, but on building a more perfect union.
Well, you know, McCarthy and the others can use all the highfalutin language. You know, we all hearken back to, can't we all just get along? But look, as long as the Democrats are in disarray with Pelosi one day, being referred to as a racist by members of her own party, like AOC and Ilhan Omar and the rest. And then, you know, when President Trump calls them out as the un-American or the America haters that they are, they accuse him of being racist, and Pelosi then rushes to wrap her arms around the odd squad and refer to them as her sisters and all of this. It's going to be an ongoing battle because Pelosi, I used to refer to what Pelosi was having to contend with AOC and the rest, as herding cats. But it is substantially worse than that for her. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Ian on the text line 71307, Bob, I know it's a little too late to get into this today, but hearing this gentleman's words about the decorum and the owner of the House of Representatives, it's been 14 years since I've seen any honor in either House of Congress in any decorum or civil behavior anywhere inside the Beltway of Washington, D.C. They all need to step down and hang their heads in shame. We certainly saw plenty of that during the confirmation hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. Maybe the worst black eye that we've seen in decades on Capitol Hill. And there's a great book that has been written about this called Justice on Trial. And it has a lot of inside information that has not been public knowledge in the media before. Well, tomorrow, at the very beginning of the program, I'll be talking with the authors of the book, Justice on Trial, Molly Hemingway and Kerry Severino. They are reporters. And we'll talk about what's in their book that you may not have heard. And if it's possible, it makes the Kavanaugh hearing just what we saw publicly on its face. It is substantially worse than that in the cloakrooms of the Senate and in the backwater of what transpired there. So I hope you can join me tomorrow at the beginning of the show for the authors, Molly Hemingway and Kerry Severino, their book, Justice on Trial, number one on Amazon right now. Got to wrap things up. Thanks so much for being here. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter...
Every time we say goodbye.
What?
Goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye.
I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.